As we continue along the theme of mercy in this year of mercy, we will continue looking at the Gospel from St. Luke 5, 12-16, where a leper encounters Jesus, the face of God's mercy. Yesterday we looked at two aspects of the story. Firstly, we looked at what leprosy was and how it impacted on the life of the leper. Secondly, we looked at being so consumed by God's mercy that we ourselves become people of mercy. That we ourselves become people filled with compassion. That we ourselves become approachable and others feel comfortable coming to us in times of need. If we are not approachable people, or we constantly have long faces, then our Christianity can very easily become lost and of no real value. As we continue along this very beautiful gospel reading, we want to continue looking at verse 12. Here, the stage has been set, and the leper is about to approach Jesus. That verse reads, "Seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him. Sir, he said, if you want to, you can cure me." The leper has a great deal of respect and admiration for Jesus. I can't help but think of the countless times, and I'm sure that you can too, when I encountered homeless people who were disrespectful to say the least, aggressive and behaved as if I owe them something. My mind also goes to a young homeless man who lives in the streets of Port of Spain. Every time I see him, my heart goes out to him. He is very much in mannerism, like the leper in the story. Very respectful and soft-spoken. Now just a little word here about respect. Respect should not be given because someone has more than you do, or because someone is seemingly more powerful than you. In other words, respect should not be due from the poor and lowly, to the rich and mighty, because of differences in financial status, or position in society. Respect is given simply because it is another human being. In other words, just as I would expect or I would want to be respected by the homeless person or anyone for that matter, I too, and I would say even more so, should be respectful to them. If I claim to know Jesus, then respect should be something that flows naturally. Too often respect is mistaken for fear. Too often respect is given out of fear. That is not respect. Respect goes both ways and it has nothing whatsoever to do with color, creed, class, or even the haves, and the haves not. If we learn to truly respect one another regardless of appearances, then our societies would be well on the way to becoming more civil and mercy-filled societies. Many things would change for the better as a result of this. We all will become faces of mercy to each other. I am very much intrigued by what the leper's request to Jesus was. He didn't make any demands, but rather he said to him, "Sir, if you want to, you can heal me." This was his profession of faith. He was telling Jesus, "Sir, I know that it is well within your power to heal me if you want to. Let what you desire be done. Sir, if you choose not to heal me, then I know it is what is best for me. I will still respect you. I will still honor you. I will still believe in you." The leper acknowledges the power in Jesus who is mercy. By the phrase, "if you want to," he is acknowledging that Jesus can choose to heal or not to heal, and his choice does not change who he, Jesus, is, nor does it decrease his power. How many of us in our prayer will still believe in Jesus when we do not get what we asked for? When we do not get what we hope for? When we do not get what we prayed for? How many have stopped going to church because they felt that their prayers were not answered? How many have given up praying because what they asked for in prayer was not granted? Have you stopped believing in God because you prayed for something that you wanted really bad and you did not get it? Very recently, my family and I were faced with a challenge where someone we love dearly was critically ill and on death's door. We prayed for days, for weeks, for months, asking God to heal him, knowing in our hearts that no matter how bad it was, God was more than able to do what we were praying he would. But God chose not to heal in the way we hoped he would. After healing his heart, God chose rather to call our dearly beloved to himself. God also gave us the grace to accept his will as being what is best, and that where our beloved is now, is far better than what we were asking for him. What about you? Will you still believe in God when someone you love dies? Will you continue to love and serve God even when you feel that your prayer has not been answered? Even when you feel that God has abandoned you? Even when you feel that you have been deserted? Mercy knows what is best, and this is what the leper was saying when he asked, or rather made his profession of faith. Sir, if you want to. There is yet another twist to this profession of faith by the leper. The leper was acknowledging the power that Jesus had. The power to heal or not, and that he, Jesus, had the final say. Do you know that there is a power within us as well, the power of right, choice? Do you know that you have the power within you to forgive? Do you know that you have the power within you to be merciful and to show compassion? Do you know that even though you were born into poverty or you have very little, you have the power to choose not to rob others, but rather to live honestly, work as best as you can, and trust in God? Do you know that there is within you the power not to become corrupt like so many have chosen to be, but rather you can choose to do what is right? Do you know that you have the power to give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, when most of your co-workers are not doing this? Do you know that even though our societies are sexually saturated, you have the power within you to live chaste and holy lives, and not be part of the sexual distortion? Do you know that even though you may be having what the world calls an unplanned pregnancy, and that even though it may be difficult, you have the power to choose not to have an abortion? Do you know that you can say to self, self, if you want to? You can forgive the past. Do you know that you have the power within you to say, self? If you want to, you can forgive that person who broke your heart so many years ago. Self. If you want to. You can forgive that person who betrayed your trust. Self. If you want to. You can forgive that person who caused you bodily harm. Self. If you want to. You can forgive your employer for not giving you the promotion that you thought was yours. Self. If you want to, you can forgive that person who spread bad rumors about you. What does mercy, respect and right choice have in common? They are all like candles in a dark room, dispelling the darkness that surrounds. The light can be clearly seen, while the darkness can still be seen, with just one candle. The real beauty is when there is more than one candle. When there is an abundance of mercy, of respect and of right choice, then the darkness in the room will be no more. Our society and indeed our world is bereft of, and in dire need of mercy. Not mercy from heaven to earth. That has already been given and continues to flow. Rather, mercy from one person to another. That is where the severe lack is. As I am writing this, an image comes to mind. Mercy being extended from heaven to earth. From God through Jesus Christ His Son to us. And then mercy being extended from us to others. And to others. And to others. Maybe you can see the image too. It is that of the cross. And Jesus said, "If you want to be a follower of mine, then you must take up your cross and follow me."